T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A COVID outbreak at the state capitol last week could trigger a mandate on vaccinations for assembly members and their staff. In studio, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown and our KCBS insider Phil Matier. So what do you think?
Oh, I think that the speaker will do what he needs to do. He has the power and the authority. He's got to make sure his members and the employees stay safe. And believe me, I don't understand why everybody isn't already vaccinated, let alone having to be ordered to do it.
But it is becoming, you know, an increasing concern, in part because, you know, the numbers, we sort of hit this plateau. We're doing very well in San Francisco and in the Bay Area, but when you get out of that area, it drops off, and nationally it's dropped off as well. And, you know, it was interesting. San Francisco recently did a survey of its own workers and asked them if they'd been vaccinated, not vaccinated. No comment. Only 40% said that they had been vaccinated.
Right, I saw that. I was really surprised.
Only 40%. 60% said either no or no comment. And you got to figure a no comment is a no, right?
Yeah. Why? I mean, is this still going to go down party lines, Mr. Mayor? I mean, you think this is not only here in the Assembly, not only at the Capitol, not only in D.C., but are we talking about in the Bay Area in general?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think that at some point the reality of whether or not you can survive without the vaccination is going to force everybody to be vaccinated. After all, the reports that are coming through, which indicates that the people most recently sick and dying from the virus are people who didn't have a vaccination.
But you've still got the religious right, a lot of people there, and a lot of Republicans that are saying about 35% I read that said they will not get this vaccine.
Well, you also have African Americans that are skeptical of it, and yeah. Latinos, right?
Yeah, but that's an easier group to convince otherwise. Believe me, the skepticism there is based upon whether or not it's a true item that they're putting in you legitimately rather than one that they put in you years ago for testing. Once you get over that, everybody in the black community will get vaccinated. The Lord literally demands it.
No, there are more than just the assembly up in Sacramento and at the Capitol. So what about those people?
Well, it seems to me there should be no question in anybody's mind. The conditions of work in this country should not carry with it the risk that you may, in one manner or another, do something bad by not being vaccinated to me. Don't work if you're not vaccinated.
Because you don't want to get it.
That's right.
You know, we're going to just pivot here before we let you go because, you know, it's supposed to get in the 90s and 100s, and you've probably seen the Giants' new creamsicle.
We're asking the fashion expert?
Yeah, we're
that's
asking.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. So what do you think about that?
What, the Giants?
The Giants knew, yeah.
I really thought they were joking. I
mean, no, they're not.
I know they're not. I now read where, what in the name of heavens could cause anybody to think you ought to be dressed any differently than what the New York Yankees started years ago? Stripes, Willie Mays wore them, everybody wears them. Get away from trying to outdress me.
And Phil, your take on that again?
Do you think I can top that?
No, probably not.
I've given up out trying to outdress him the day I was born.
Looking good again. Appreciate it. Phil Matier, our insider, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, and of course, Phil's back with us in the afternoons too here on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.